time for another story from the world of Whack My Bush, and George is preparing for a trip to Limeyland. Everyone's getting ready for Tony Blair's birthday party, and we're all just so excited.
Ow! Stop it, Rumsfeld, stop it!
Stupid you are!
Old and wrinkly you are! Ow!
Teach you strategy, I do. Brain, you must engage.
Come on, George. Do it for Rumsey.
Okay, Condoleezza, I'll try. Right, so this unit here will move into an attackifying position.
Yes, good that is.
Now keep calm. Don't blow it.
So we're at DEFCON 1. I give the go codes and the unit moves here like so.
No! No!
Ow!
No!
What's wrong with that?
Idiot fucking you are. One square at a time, unless king you are.
I give up. This checkers strategy game is stupid. Tic-tac-toe was easier.
But every game you lost. Embarrassed I was.
Yeah, but his three-year-old nephew's one heck of a smart kid.
Anyway, what's the point? As President of the United States, I don't need strategy. That's why we have missiles and marines, Donald.
You go to England today. Parlor games they play. Stupid you would not look.
I think that's asking a bit much of him.
Sir, Mr. President, sir, we secured your present for Tony Blair, sir. Awaiting orders on wrapping paper, blue with teddy bears or pink with ponies, sir, Mr. President, sir.
My dad always said I have to face tough decisions as president, but this one's almost impossible. What should I do, Condi?
I know how much you love pink ponies, so why don't you save them and wrap the present with the blue teddy bears?
Great idea. I can use the pink ponies to wallpaper the oval orifice.
I hope he just muddled his words there, or we're in for a very messy weekend.
Intrigued I am. What present from Blair have you got?
It's a secret, and to keep it a secret, I'm going to go and wrap it up right now. But let's just say it's something that cements our special relationship.
$10 says it's a bag of cement.
I bet you have.
Whack it, whack my bush.
Okay, one more time. G major, E flat, good, good, I'm rocking now.
What are you playing, Tony?
What do you think? God save the Queen, John.
Queen John? You mean Elton? Is he sick? Why does God have to save him?
No, you frigging idiot. It was a national anthem. I'm practicing my party piece for this weekend.
Oh, shite. It's true then, you're really gonna play.
Yes, it's my birthday, and I can do what I like. That's why I've gone for the themed Hawaiian barbecue.
And I'm all ready for it. My lower shirt is louder than your personal assistant.
Here, Tone!
Well, maybe not that loud.
Tony, I'm just nipping down the shops. Apart from the fake tanning lotion, do you need any other lubricants?
Fake tan? Lubricants?
Yes, John, to fit the Hawaiian theme, I need to look the part.
The part of an orange twat.
Oh, shut up. Now keep quiet while I practice.
You wanna go to the chemist, Jade?
Yeah, I've got to get some cream for this rash I picked up in our beef for last weekend.
Prickly heat, is it?
Nah, it's the clap, innit? You can't tell where these footballers have been nowadays, can you, eh?
Damn it!
Well, can you get me some earplugs? I'm gonna need them this weekend.
What's George got for Tony's birthday? What do you buy for the man who's got everything, including nuclear weapons? A personalised bunker? A UN pardon for invading Iraq? A snazzy new iPod loaded with all his favourite Krista Berg hits? Find out in the next gift-wrapped episode of...
Whack My Bush.
People of America and countries of the free world that buy our weapons. Hey, I'm podcasting! That's right, 3 times a week, straight after nap time. And you know the great thing about this show? Apart from the huge production budget, is it's named after me, www.whackmybush.com. So, if you want to keep laughing at me, then tune in. That's all I have to say. God bless Amy and Erica. Amy and Erica? Who the fuck are they? Whack My Bush.